Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, there's a lot of men this morning, and maybe some women too, who are waking up in a panic. And, you know, if you actually don't know why people are waking up in a panic, it's because it's the 13th of February,
right?
Which makes tomorrow the 14th.
Oh, I thought it was payday.
Of February. Oh, yeah, no.
Not necessarily, no.
Well, around here, that has us in a panic. I don't know. How's Tom Steyer doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Is he doing okay? I think the checks are clear.
Are they cool?
Are they good?
I think the checks are clearing.
They're clearing. Okay, good, good. Well,
I'll check with accounting downstairs later this morning.
We want to thank Tom Steyer for that. Thank God. Anyway, all right. So, no, men waking up in a panic, and some women, too. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. The clock is ticking. I don't mean to alarm you.
Yeah.
But you need to get out there. You need to get your game face on. You know what I mean? Get those elbows out.
Yeah.
Got elbow in. Get whatever's left. You know the deal.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Actually, guys, if you are in a panic, they have a fabulous selection of flowers still alive on Woodruff Road. Walmart yesterday. I saw those.
Oh, not just off the side of the roadway.
No. Like actually in the Walmart.
Yeah.
Like right in when you go in the front door. So, you know, I would beat a path there by lunch. You could probably keep them alive, you know, refrigerator. That sort of thing, but they were decently priced and there were a lot of them. So
I'm just going to tell you, I have never run into an issue with the availability of the decent flowers anywhere.
That's the decent part.
Well,
Everything starts to look picked over.
If you want to spend $100 or $200 on something, that good for you. Great. I'm glad that you're supporting florists and their, the you know, but you know, if you're just wanting to show the effort, There are things available, grocery stores, convenience stores, everywhere. It's there, and they're not that bad. Really not.
Yeah, I told Rambo Loco not to get me flowers. Because the thing is, we have one of those things called a joint bank account.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
It's like his money's my money and my money's his money.
Yeah.
So like if you get me flowers, that's like my money.
Right.
And I don't want flowers. You know what I'm saying? They're highly perishable.
Yeah.
So I said, please do not give me any flowers this year. You know, just maybe another time, randomly, but
stocks and real estate.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some money for the kids' college fund.
Yeah.
So
another round of duct tape on the side of your mirror on the car there.
Did you notice that?
I'm sorry.
So
yeah.
Embarrassing.
I know. But you've got a good reason for that, and that's you should wear that as a prideful situation there because you are not one to waste your money on something as mundane as transportation that you're providing for your kids' education.
Oh, Lee, I strategically parked the car so it's not right near the door so nobody notices.
Yeah, you try and park it behind one of the other station vehicles.
I do. Oh, God, you even know that, too.
Of
is it
course.
That obvious?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
I just want to tell you, there's a space down behind the loading dock. We actually have a loading dock here at the radio station. And if you park a little bit further down there, actually, it's not too far from the 385 here. If you park all the way down there, nobody will ever see your vehicle. The only problem is you're going to have to fight me for that space in the summer because I always park down there because it's a tree that gives me some shade. So my car is not hot when I get out here, you know, around noon or whatever.
Man, you have so got my number. I thought I was fooling everybody.
Nah,
okay, no. For the record, and I can tell you this because Loco is not listening right now, Rambo Loco, my husband. The car I drive was actually his car. It's like 17 years old, and he was the one who originally knocked the rear view off. It was not me. Do not start texting me accusations, right? So he's tried to fix it, and, you know, I love him, but it hasn't gone well, as you could see. You know what I'm saying? So he's now resorting to taping it on.
Well, you know.
That's just...
Like any good Southern man, duct tape will fix darn near anything, so.
We should do a call-in. What... What part of your car is taped on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The pay in radio used to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we enjoy what we do. It's better than having a real job, right?
This is true.
Yeah. So anyway,
very little manual labor is involved.
No, we actually have a goal because you know I live the Dave Ramsey lifestyle, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I have bragged to you. I mean, if you could gold plate the college fund and drive around in it, you'd be impressed, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have a goal for that car. Yeah. It's over 300,000 miles, good, and the goal is 2 more years before we have to buy a new one.
2 more years.
Two more years. Yeah, because you know what the Honda, my caravan that I wanted forever, my minivan. Yeah, it's giving us fits right now. I'm surprised. Gosh. Yeah, because my last Honda, I mean, it made it, 16 years. So, I mean, this is, you know, we're not happy with that. So we're putting money into it. We don't want to put money into another. You know what I mean? I can't tell you what we just spent. It was over $1,000. You know what I mean? That rear view, it works fine taped on.
That's almost a set of tires there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's one thing I tell Rambo Loco never to skimp on, because he was talking about the other day. He's trying to stretch the money because we're like... We're fine. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, he's trying to stretch it because we've put so much money in the car lately. And he was talking about tires. I was like, nope. Our kids ride on those. No skimping.
Right.
Not on that. I was like, get slightest bit of wear where they're saying you could begin to change them for new tires. That's what I want.
Tires and brakes. That's two things not to skimp on.
We don't skimp on those. Not with everything that's important riding on that car. Anyway, so yeah, text it to me. What part of your car is taped on? Yeah, and I know. I got to get the blinker fixed, too. It doesn't work on one side.
Oh, uh-oh.
I know.
There's a possible violation.
Yeah, I know. People text me to tell me that, too. It's people who know me. Anyway.
And you're the one always telling folks to use their turn signals, too, and complaining about people driving. And you've got one that doesn't work? Shame
right
on
now,
you,
no. Well, okay, in all fairness, I did not get it fixed because Loco promised twice he would fix it. And he goes on and uses YouTube videos. Ladies, do you have a husband who does
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. I've done that many times.
And so he goes on, and he fixes his stuff. He actually manages to fix it for a couple days.
Right, yeah.
And then it breaks again.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a don't insult your man thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because I'll say, I got to get that fixed. No, I'll fix it! And then he does, and then it dies again. So I don't know. He's fixed it 2 or 3 times, I think. So I have tried to get it fixed, and so we're now in the I'm getting it to it this weekend phase. But,
okay.
I am so upset. I thought that I had everyone in the parking lot fooled.
No, sorry.
You know I do that, man. You know me well, I swear. Embarrassing. Texter writes, Tara, I'd love to see you in a brand new 4Runner. I got some serious connections. I think you deserve it.
There you go.
I don't know, Lee. That sounds vaguely illegal. You know, I got some connections. I get your 4Runner. Well, where? From the parking lot at Walmart?
As long as it has a valid title and license, then yeah, that would be okay.
Text writes, hey, Tara, if you buy a silver or gray car, the duct tape doesn't show as much. Always buy cars in colors that duct tape.
Hey, I got news for you. Duct tape comes in multiple colors now. Let me take you down the duct tape aisle at Walmart. You can even get a camo duct tape.
Lucy's got some advice for me. Good morning, Lucy. You're up early this morning.
Oh, I'm still on my 5:30 schedule, even though December 31st I retired.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, I'm looking for a job because my husband's semi-retired, and we're coming up on 49 years together,
awesome.
And we want to kind of continue on a good path. So, yeah, I need to find a little part-time job. Gorilla Glue, Clear Nail, amazing. I drove my car for 26 years. And I used all kinds of stuff. It was, tape, Gorilla tape, like Lee just says, comes in all different colors now. But the clear Gorilla Glue, but I need to warn you, a little bit goes a long way. Because the first time I used it, once it dried, it expands. So it was obvious I had glued quite a few parts back onto the car.
I'm sorry, I needed the laugh this morning. Okay, so you're saying skip the duct tape and just Gorilla Glue the parts onto my car. You know, that's awesome, because the reason Lee noticed that the duct tape was because my husband just used what we had on hand. It doesn't really match the color of the car. But you know what? I Gorilla Glued my garden box together, you know what I mean, outside, and it's still hanging on like a year later, and I didn't even think the Gorilla Glue's in the garage. I didn't even think to use that. Thank you.
Yeah, it worked. And the guy, when I'm like you, my car I finally got after I drove my other one for 26 years was an 09, mm-hmm. and we got it last year. And I asked the gentleman, I said, now, does this car have 26 more years in it? And he went, why would you ask that? And I said, well, my little Toyota Camry I drove for 26 years. And he looked at my husband and he said, can I take her home to talk to my wife? She wants a new car every 2 years.
Amen to that, Lucy. But see, that's why you get to retire, because you put the money in the bank. And that's a good thing. Thank you for your phone call, Lucy. All right, so I'm going to get myself some Gorilla Glue. And there we go. Text her, hey, Tara, the Gun and Knife Show is this weekend. It would be awful sweet of you to take your husband, you know. Yeah, Rambo, like, I don't know. He owns and sells so many guns back and forth. He gets bored at gun shows now. He's owned everything. And Anna, it's probably why we're taping our side mirror on. We've got a lot of money and never mind.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Texture writes, advice to moi. Tara, duct tape the other mirror on the other side of your car so that it matches and doesn't stand out so much. Thanks, I might try it. Now the texture writes, just rip all the mirrors off and drive it like you stole it. Everyone else does. Now the texter writes, good morning, no panic here. I'm fully prepared for Single Awareness Day. Oh. Texter writes, Tara, part of my wife's Valentine's gift is getting a tile backsplash, tiled floor, and remodeled shower. She just doesn't know it yet. Well, you know, dude, it's you know it's Thursday, right? Like tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You better get to crack it if that's your plan. You get all that done by tomorrow? Oh, maybe you just tell her on Valentine's Day and then you do it after. Maybe that's your plan. I don't know. Tara, part of my wife's Valentine's Day gift is getting a tile backsplash, tiled floor, and remodeled shower. She just doesn't know it yet. However, for backup and to stay off the couch, I got quite a few gifts for our travel hobby that we've developed over the last 13 years. Awesome. My husband and I travel together a lot. Not far. But yeah. Well, that sounds like a great husband. Fantastic. Good job. Texter writes, Tara, I've always driven my cars 18 to 20 years. I finally got my dream luxury car after paying off my home. Now my husband is still driving our 19-year-old Impala. So says Sherry. Oh, you got your dream car. He drives the 19-year-old Impala. Good man. Give that man a hug today. All right. Texter has asked you what part of your car is taped or glued on or otherwise, you know, craftily fashioned. Texter writes, my 2000 Ranger has rear view mirror. It's siliconed in. Though the texter says the sunglass holder on the car ceiling broke off and I have a rigged paperclip holding it up. Good for you. So see, that's good old fashioned American ingenuity. All right, we're going to get into some serious stuff in the show. This stuff isn't serious. That's the problem. Are you kidding me? We're going to... This whole Roger Stone thing is so stupid. It's just more manufactured stuff. I mean, you literally have Bill Clinton, folks, on the tarmac, meeting with Loretta Lynch, the head of the DOJ, smack in the middle of the Hillary Clinton investigation, which then gets buried. And the left just doesn't even bat an eye. I mean, they like literally don't care. And now they're all outraged that Trump suggested a lower sentence for Roger Stone, and Bill Barr is suggesting a lower sentence for Roger Stone. Folks, it's because the prosecutors lied to the upper management about what sentence they were seeking, and Bill Barr did not find out about it until it was entered the court. So the idea that, wow, this was, you know, they Bill Barr just, you know, he changed course because Trump said to. No, he changed course because he found out about it. It's more lies by these Mueller prosecutors. I'm not the only one who thinks so. This is Trey Gowdy, a former federal prosecutor himself, on this.
I mean, prosecutors don't sentence people. Presidents don't sentence people. Fox News commentators don't sentence people. Judges do. And we give them life tenure so they can make these calls. But the notion that Bill Barr should resign is about the dumbest damn thing I have ever heard. If a United States senator really believes that the head of the Department of Justice cannot weigh in on what a proportional sentence is. I mean, there are child pornographers who don't get 9 years, Martha. There are people who rob banks that don't get 9 years. So let the judge decide. I think 2 or 3 years is about right.
All right. So, I mean,
All this is there's sentencing guidelines, right? So normally the charges that he's on would be 2 to 3 years, right? But if you intimidate a witness, the judge can choose to escalate up to the full, you know, 7 to 9. But it's all on the same range, 2 to 3, 7 to 9, whatever. So the Mueller people, the prosecutors go in there and they tell the upper, you know, management of the DOJ, hey, we're going to go with a lower sentence. Upper management of DOJ goes, yeah, thumbs up. And then they find out in court that they lied. They went the other way. Of course, they're upset about it. This is much ado about nothing. And Gowdy nails this part, too.
Is this likely to turn into something else that's sizable?
Talking about impeachment. Can we impeach him on this Bill Barr thing?
I don't think so, because the president has the power to commute Roger Stone's sentence if he wants to. He has the power to pardon him. He can pardon him right now if he wants to. He can do it by tweet tonight. I mean, he is the head of the executive branch, and people have a chance in November if they want a different one.
Texter writes, my rearview mirror is glued onto my windshield. That's a fail right there. Another texter writes, I'm lucky. My wife doesn't care about Valentine's Day. Oh, she just tells you that. Another texter writes, welder friend here, my wife and I do not celebrate Valentine's Day, because why should we just show one day a year that we show each other we love one another when there's 364 other days we can do that anyway? Texter writes, Tara, Bill Barr is a joke, and we all know that. And Mr. Trey, if he had any cojones, he'd have primaried Lindsey Graham. I don't know about that. Hey, speaking of, Bill Barr is not a joke. He's actually one of the few people at the Department of Justice actually pursuing justice. Maybe. Marginally. Not really sure. But yeah, you know that whole part, if Trey Gowdy had any cojones, he'd have primaried Lindsey Graham. Do you realize Lindsey Graham isn't being primaried right now? No. I mean, the election, the primary election for Senate is first week of June, right? So you got like, what, 2 months and 3 weeks left? Something like that? You seen any Senate commercials, primary commercials, any kind of Lindsey Graham commercials? We should be in the heat of a campaign right now. We're not, because nobody's challenging him.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. You want some good news? I got some good news right here. Some crazy news, too. Another generational record from Gallup, not a liberal polling organization, not a conservative polling organization, excuse me, by a long shot. Question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Gallup has asked this question for decades, which makes the answer Americans just gave so fascinating. These are huge numbers. 60% say yes. Higher than other presidents who were reelected. 60% of Americans say they're better off now than when Trump took office. That's compared to just 36% who say they are not. That is higher than during the reelection campaigns of Obama, George W., Clinton, and H.W. So it should bode well, we hope. But again, like I said, this election, one big national IQ test. All right, some not so good news. I don't know what to make of this coronavirus. You know what? As I've been burned so many times, I don't know about you. Everything is the new, greatest pestilence ever, right? Like, it's going to take the world down, everything. It's the plague that's going to take the world down with the media. They've been doing this for 20 years. And it's going to come here and we're all going to die, whether it's SARS or Ebola. And then it just seems like nothing happened. Yeah, I know some people got it and it was bad, but not on the level the media hyped it to. So I'm highly skeptical about the impact of this coronavirus here in the U.S. and, you know, whether we should fear it to the level of the media hype or not. I don't know what to make of it yet. But this is interesting to note. Did you see what China just did? They changed, conveniently, changed the way they're reporting the virus. So they had been reporting about 1,600 new infections every day till yesterday. They reported 14,840 new confirmed cases. Whoa, like 10 times what they'd been reporting before. And the Chinese Communist government said that's because we changed the way that we are diagnosing it. Instead of having to wait for the test to come back, which takes forever, they're now they're confirming cases based on symptoms and CT scans of the lungs. With the new measurement, so looking like, I mean, if this continues, another, 15,000 cases every day? It's a lot. I just thought I would note it. Because if it's been like this every day, and we only heard, 14 to 1600 cases every day, and it was really more like 15 to 16,000 a day. Well, those numbers start to boggle the mind, although China is a big place. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. By the way, I didn't do a good job explaining this with Lindsey Graham in the last segment because I was jammed up against the break. Now, he has, he's got four or five challengers in the Republican primary. It's not that he didn't have challengers. They've all filed. It's that they're not running, is what I meant. Now, when did you hear the last campaign commercial? Did you hear one? Was there a campaign commercial? Did you hear one? Now, we should be in the heat of the Lindsey Graham GOP primary battle right now. There's like, what, 2 months and 3 weeks left? Something like that? A little less than that? Till the primary? Yeah, right about 2 months and 3 weeks. We should be in the heat of this. Lindsey Graham should be everywhere. There should be commercials everywhere. There's nothing. One of his challenges, I think, for a while was running ads on our station and stopped. Must have run out of money. I don't know. So, I mean, he's not going to have any meaningful kind of challenge whatsoever. You can't do that without money. You just simply can't. It's impossible. Have you noticed as we get closer to the GOP primary and there's literally no campaign against Lindsey Graham? There's challengers, but no campaign. Have you noticed Lindsey's beginning to tack back toward the Democrat Party, beginning to sound more like somebody who caucuses with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer than who, you know, is legit a Republican? Let's pay attention to that. Yeah, because he's watching the clock. I mean, even somebody well-funded at this point, if somebody were to drop a money bomb on one of his challengers at this point, going to have a hard time making the case. It's just too late. So the fact that there's no meaningful campaign, I mean, Lindsey knows he's got this in the bag, and that's why you're seeing him begin to tack back and criticize Trump on a daily basis, jump in with the Democrats, which is where he feels more comfortable. I'm just letting you know, essentially the Lindsey Graham primary is over and he won, even though it hasn't happened yet, and he knows it. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, I definitely believe the media often inflates things like the swine flu, but a good judge would be to measure the economic impact. People don't like when you mess with their money, and imports from China are down big time as factories are not open because of this crazy virus. Thanks." Yeah, 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, so the Democrats think they've got their new bone, and his name is Roger Stone. Maybe we'll just impeach Trump again. You know, because the first time didn't take. Here's Representative Eric Swalwell, who once suggested that the federal government should nuke gun owners, like hit them with missiles in their homes where they live. Well, he's from California, so yeah, goes without saying. Anyway, here's Eric Swalwell. Got to go. Just going to impeach him again.
Might you impeach him over this, over Roger Stone and the sentencing?
You know, we're not going to take our options off the table. We don't wake up in the morning wanting to impeach him. You know, we want to work with him on prescription drugs, background checks, and infrastructure. But we're not going to let him just, you know, torch this democracy because he thinks that he's been let off once and we're not going to do something about it.
Yeah, so let's just keep impeaching him. If he wins again, that's what they'll do. I think they'll just keep impeaching him over and over and over. So there you go. Texter writes, "Hey, Tara, there are challengers to Lindsey Graham. It's just that entrenched Republican establishment is attempting a lockout. Why don't they have lockout anything? If you can't raise money, you can't compete. And pretty clear his opponents can't raise money. That's a shame. Love to see him have to defend his record, but maybe 6 years from now. Stick around for that."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When they're not working to take the guns in Virginia, they're busy. Yeah, you gotta love this. Law-abiding people have a right that's in the Constitution to own a gun. It's spelled out. It's one of the few rights that are actually spelled out. Anybody see anywhere illegal immigrants' right to a driver's license in the Constitution? No? Well, Virginia senators, literally on the one hand, working to make criminals out of law-abiding gun owners who refuse to turn in their guns that they have a constitutional right to own, while helping to decriminalize the actions of actual criminals. You can't make this stuff up. Virginia Senate advancing a bill allowing driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. Folks, this is the heart of the Democrat. I mean, literally the Democrat platform right now. National and local. Doesn't matter. Take the guns from law-abiding citizens, make law-abiding citizens with guns into criminals, help criminals to advance and have a place in society, people who've broken into the country and maybe even committed crimes when we got here. It's literally open borders and take the guns is how it best boils down. It's the best way you can explain it. Those are the top two things. When you look at what Democrats are actually doing, they're not doing much. But among the things they're actually doing, that's it. Get as many illegal immigrant and even illegal immigrant criminals into the country. Keep them here. Make it hard for them to be deported. Leave the borders open and then get them licenses. Do you know what all this is about, ultimately? I mean, when you step back, real big pictures for Democrats, it's about votes. Yes, absolutely. It's about ultimately about votes. But step back and pull the lens back even further than that. What is this about? Ultimately, and you can see this with sanctuary cities, where now even the most violent of criminals are bonded out on the streets when they're illegal immigrants, where they could be held to protect the public by ICE. What is this about? It is about completely erasing any difference between citizens and non-citizens in order to make citizenship absolutely meaningless. Other than, of course, it being incumbent upon you to pay taxes. Now think about it. American goes out, drives drunk. What happens? Citizen. Doesn't kill anybody, but drives drunk. Maybe it's his second or third time. We're all outraged by that. What happens? Probably bonded out. What happens when an illegal does that? Well, the Democrats look at that and go, well, we could save a life. This person doesn't have the rights an American citizen would have. We could save a life by putting him or her into clink and keeping him till the trial, then deporting him after they do whatever sentence they do. But no, the Democrats want to erase that. They want to erase any meaningful difference between legal, legal Americans, legal immigrants, and illegals, to the point where citizenship becomes absolutely meaningless. And of course, the ultimate goal of this is the idea that you should be able to come here, step off the boat or the plane or wherever, and just land and vote. That citizenship has absolutely no meaning whatsoever. And at that point, America's just a landmass. It's just a location. Text writes, I was hoping to see John Warren go for Lindsey Graham's seat. Yeah, it's too late for that. Text writes, I too am 50-50 on the numbers being reported due to coronavirus, even though I'm lately seeing video reports of dead bodies being burned instead of burial and people being taken from their apartments because they could have the coronavirus by guys in medical suits and masks. Could all this, I think the person's talking about in China, could all this just be a drill for another bigger major outbreak in the future and they're just seeing how the public reacts to this event? No, I think it's real. I think the Chinese government has covered up the extent of the mess. But how it actually affects us, I'm not sure yet. It's just been too many false calls by the media. Texter writes, hey, Tara, what do you think about this? Somebody has suggested that the Democrats may just keep talking about impeachment until the election and hoping that people say they're tired of impeachment. Let's just vote for somebody else. That's exactly what they're doing. They want to trick you into thinking you can have your country back, that it can go back to the way that it was if you just elect someone less controversial than Donald Trump, preferably a Democrat. And the answer to that is you can't have your country back. You can't ever have it back. It's always going to be this way going forward. It doesn't matter if we put Marco Rubio in there, if we put Jeb Bush in there, we find the most mild-mannered, milquetoast Republican, we somehow manage to elect him. It doesn't matter. They will be dubbed Hitler and their followers Nazis by the left. And you're going to see this exact same kind of persecution going forward. But it's a good trick to make America think, well, you know, this is all this daily uproar. It's wearing you out. And so if you just elect somebody other than Trump, it'll all go away and it'll go back to the way it was. It's never going back to the way it was. But if they can convince enough people, they may be able to get rid of them. Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!